We're on Kafches Amud Beis, Mamish the bottom. Gemara wants to know where Rabbi Akiva knows that a sota is osir until she goes through the process. She's osir to a kohen. The kahuna doesn't need a pasuk. Why? Shahari osir basafik zona kazona. Because we see that for all other things, for the baal, the boel, truma, that we consider her like a zona. In other words, since she's a safik, we give her the din that she's osir to her husband, osir to the boel, and what's it called, and osir to truma, like a zona. So what's it called? So memela, a zona is osir to a kohen. So we consider her a zona. So you don't need a pasuk. Where it says, truma nami lo siboikra. If that's the case, then truma also shouldn't need a pasuk. Because she's a mechulelis, right? So what's it called? We consider her as if for sure she was mezana, and therefore she's Kol han nivelis l'pasula. Here she lived with somebody who's osur to her because she's a married woman, and therefore she becomes osur to truma. So I need a pasuk for truma. El Rabbi Akiva arba kroy ksivei. By Rabbi Akiva, there's four psukim: chad lebal, v'chad leboil, v'chad lekohuna. Three psukim v'nitmoa. And he darshens the vav, so that's a fourth pasuk. The chad l'truma, one for the baal, the boil, kohuna, and truma. Rabbi Shmuel talte kroy ksivi. He doesn't darshen the vav, so there's only three psukim: chad l'baal, chad l'boil, the chad l'truma, the kohuna asher bekal v'chomer. And the kohuna we learn from a kal v'chomer, right? If she's also for a truma, she's surely also the kohuna. Okay. Rabbi Yishmael, mimai de itzrich kro l'truma u'kohuna asher b'kal v'chomer, dilma ki itzrich l'kohuna u'truma sharia. Why learn the pasuk? If you have three psukim according to Rabbi Yishmael, not four. So why learn the third pasuk to asher her to truma, and then learn kohuna from a kal v'chomer? Learn the third pasuk to asher her to kohuna and truma be mutter. So why did Rabbi Yishmael dafka learn the third pasuk to truma, and then learn a kavachomer to kohuna? Learn it to kohuna, and you won't have any kavachomer, and you won't know that truma is osir. Omer lecha mistaber dumya de baal boel. The third pasuk is mistaber to be in line with the other two. What are the other two? They osir to the baal and the boel while he's alive, while the husband's alive. She's osir to the husband while alive. And she's also to the boel in the lifetime of the husband too, not only after he dies. Now she ain't kein lekahuna. The only time it's nogeya whether she's also a mutter to a kohen is after the husband dies, because if he divorces her, she's also to a kohen anyway. So it can only apply when the husband's dead. So since the issur to the baal and the boel are when he's alive, so mistama the third pasuk also is talking about something that takes effect when he's alive, when he's alive, which is truma. But not something that only takes effect when he's dead, the iser to kahuna. Ma balu bol mechayim, af truma nomi mechayim, lafuke kahuna de lachar misa. The only time the iser to a kohen is relevant is if he dies, the husband. Because if he divorces her, she's also anyway, and if he's still alive, she's also because she's a married woman. Even though she's also to her husband. Okay, see Rashi. Ihachi l'truma nami lo tiboikra v'neilif me'ahu taima gufei shari osa hakosu besota sofik zonik avane soda. Now we need a pasuk for truma. If we say that since we see by the baal and the boel we consider her a vadai zona, and the neilif she's also to a kohen because the zona is also to a kohen, a neilif zona is also also betruma. Uvetruma hoyadina de zona asura. How do we know that a zona is also betruma? What's a zona? A zona is not a prostitute. A zona is a woman, shenivel the apostle, that she had beer with somebody who's also to her. Dersiv ki siya li'ish zor, ki tivo lezar etzla, hi betruma sakadoshim lo sochal. If she was nivel the apostle law to somebody who estranged her, meaning also to her, then she, what's it called, becomes also the truma. There's no greater psul than a married woman living with somebody else. Everybody's also to her. Masha'en kela say an unmarried woman only becomes psul the kahuna and the truma if she lives with somebody also to her, like a goy, right, or a relative. But if she lives with a person who could conceivably marry her, even without marriage, she's not also to a kohen, she's not also the truma. She's not nivel the posula. She's nivel the kosher law, except the way that they lived together wasn't with kedusha. Okay. V'l'Rebbe Akiva mehaikro naftalon biyavamos kol apsulim depasli. Right, that's where Rabbi Akiva learns in this pasuk that all people who are osur to you, if the woman lives with them, the woman, then she's osur to truma. V'hanach nami d'lo tafsi bo kedushin. V'kivin to Rabbi Akiva ain kedushin tovsin b'shum psul lo mashmalei ki siya loshen havoya ela ki tiboil. Doesn't mean when you marry, because he holds there is no marriage even by chayve lavin, Rabbi Akiva. So ki siya here means if you'll have relations. Elul Rabbi Akiva arbo krok sidi yisere, right? Four extra psukim. Beis nitma v'chad v'nitma. Rabbi Akiva dorish vavi hari arbo, right? Two v'nitma and one v'nitma. So we have four psukim. Three nitmas and one vav. Ukahuna ashmikav v'chomer v'lo dorish vavi. And Rabbi Shmuel argues and he says no, there's only three psukim because he doesn't darish in the vav. And he learns the three psukim for Boel, Baal, and Truma, and he learns Kahuna from a Kal v'Chomer. So the halacha, they agree. Question is, where you learn it from? Uparchinu Rabbi Shmuel, kivin de lo dorish vavi, mimai dekroy le Truma midrish, de Kahuna asya b'Kal v'Chomer, v'asu kulo, dilma kro le Kahuna asa, de kivin lo ksiv Truma behedya, ela anena Truma, lo israboy li sura, Ela kahuna hu dis raboy the chamiri minei utruma shari. According to Rabbi Yishmael, we're learning. We have four halachas to learn from three psukim. So why learn the truma and then learn kahuna from a kal v'chomer? Learn from the third pasuk kahuna and then truma. We don't know any place where it's aser. Maybe by truma shemuter. Amr lachom mistaber the kra truma rabbi. No, it's mistaber that the third pasuk is talking about truma. Why dumya the tre nitma. The Rabbi and Balu Boel. Similar to the first two, which tells me she's also to the Baal and the Boel. Those apply even when the husband's alive. The train nitma, the Rabbi Bohen Balu Boel, right? The Michaim, the Baal commit mitzvahu. She's also even the husband's lifetime to him and to the Boel. Kigon im yigarshen asur le Boel. He could be megarish her and still be alive and she's also to the Boel, right? So both of them could apply during the lifetime of the husband. Hilkach mikroshli she nami lemidi the mitzvah be michaim lebal os lechay michaim debal osi v'hainu letruma. So it has to be the third pasuk also is something that she could be usher during the lifetime of the husband. But kahuna, right, she's anyway usher to anybody, let alone a kohen. The only time that the isser to kahuna applies is if he dies, because if he divorces her, right, she can't marry a kohen anyway, she's a divorcee. So therefore, the only time that the Isser l'kohuna would be relevant is if he died. And since the first two psukim, the Baal and Boel, are talking even when the husband's alive, the third one's mistama talking also when the husband's alive, like Truma, that she's also what's it called to Truma, even during the husband's lifetime. Ulamute kohuna she'ein pasuk zeh bola osra ela l'achar misa. De michayim hi asura v'kaima. De ha megarish lo v'havi le'grusha v'asura l'kohuna. Even if he divorces her, she's going to be usher to a kohen anyway, out of grusha. Okay. Rabbi Akiva, dematzrich kol kohuna, dum, oh, let me get it. Rabbi Akiva, dum you debalu boa lesley. Rabbi Akiva holds no. You have four psukim, and you don't say that we learn truma and then a kal v'chomer to kahuna, because he doesn't hold to this idea that has to be similar to the baal and the boel, and therefore one pasuk you have for kahuna, and he's still in another pasuk for truma. The inami islay, and even if he holds that enoch inami, you could have a pasuk for what's it called for truma, and you could learn kahuna from a kal v'chomer like Rishmael, but mil sadashi, but kal v'chomer tor v'kosav l'kro. We keep a holds. Something you could learn from the Kal v'Chomer, that's not a reason why the Pasuk wouldn't tell it to you openly. Right? That if something you can learn from Kal v'Chomer, the Pasuk could tell you that openly too, in order to, what's it called, bolster the fact that you don't have to learn it out from the Kal v'Chomer. So therefore he has four psukim. Even though the fourth Pasuk is something you could learn from the Kal v'Chomer, you still have a Pasuk to tell me the same thing. Rashiv Rabbi Akiva, the Master of Kral, the Kahuna, Dumya de Balu Boel Lesley. He doesn't hold of this idea that what's it called that the third pasuk for sure is truma, and then you can learn the fourth halacha from a kal v'chomer. He holds the third pasuk could be kahuna. And if you didn't have a fourth pasuk, you wouldn't know truma. Right? That's why you need four psukim. Right? He doesn't hold that it has to be similar to balu boel, that it could apply when he's alive. The ilo kosev kroy yaseir, if it didn't have a fourth pasuk, lo havi marbin and ela kahuna de chamira. From the third pasuk, we would learn kahuna, not truma, and then we wouldn't know truma's osir. The chol chad v'chad kroba anfei nafshihu, v'lo amrin en hol lo mar be eladumya dahanach. He holds each one, you learn a separate halacha, and we don't learn that you would learn, what's it called, truma and from the third pasuk and not, kahuna. The inami isle, even if he holds, you do say that. And enochinami, the third pasuk, we'd learn truma. And then we'd have a kal v'chomer to kahuna, so what do you need a fourth pasuk for? Because mil sadashi, but kal v'chomer, torah v'kosav lakra. Even something you could learn from the kal v'chomer, there's reason for the Torah to say it openly. Umitukum kra l'truma, filohachi osav vav, yichseira l'kahuna. The afagav v'ika l'milfe b'kal v'chomer, torah v'kosav lakra. Okay. Okay. Weiter. Omer of Gidl. Now we're going out of this. Omer of Gidl, Omer Rav. Dover she'ish bodas lisho. The ain bodas lisho mehaikro nafka. We said now we learn from Sota that it has to be a dover she'ish bodas lisho. Just like by Sota, they're intelligent people, right, who can ask a shiloh whether he came tomei or not. But if you have something that became tomei, a sheretz, touched a kli, nobody was holding either one. So neither one is yeshlo bodas lisho. Then you don't say Sofik Tumor B'shu Sayochid is Tameh, but you say Sofik is Tahar. By Dover Shein Bodas Lisho. You don't learn it from Sota, because Sota is Yesh Bodas Lisho. Mora says we learn from different Pasuk, that halacha. The Habasar Ashiga B'chol Tameh, Lo Ye Ochel. Right? Any Basar, right? You have Basar Kodshim, that touches something Tameh, so you're not allowed to eat the Kodshim. Vaday tamei hu de lo yochal. It's only if it's basar asher yiga b'chol tamei mashma that it's for sure happened. But ha safik tamei v'safik tar yochal. But if it's only a safik, it's mashma, it's mutter. Ve'em ha-seifa, right? The pasuk later on says v'ha-basar kol tahor yochal basar. A person who surely tar can eat kodshim. Mashma, right? Vaday tar hu de yochal. Only if he's vaday tar. Basar, the yochal basar. Hasafik tamei v'safik tar lo yochal. So it's a stira. First pasuk says you have to be vadei tamei to be asar. The second pasuk says you have to be vadei tar to be mutter. So from the first pasuk I would say safik is mutter. And the second pasuk I would say safik is asar. Elo lav shmami no kanji yesh bodas lo kanshein bodas. The first pasuk is talking about a basar kodshim that touch something tamei. Neither one is yesh lo bas lisho. The basar is ein bodas lisho, and the thing that made it tamei is passable is ein bodas lisho sheretz. In that case, we say safek is tahar. But the second case is a person called tahar, yochal basar, somebody, a human being, who touched something tamei. So he's yesh bodas lisho. So there we say safek tuma is tamei. So that, so we learn from here that ein bodas lishol is sofik tumah is tahar, and yesh bodas lishol sofik tumah is tameh. What do we need sota for? The itzrich of Gidl, the Amar Rav, the itzrich lemigma misota. No, you need both of them. The imid Rav have a mina bein b'shus hayochid bein b'shus harabim. I would say any sofik tumah bein b'shus hayochid bein b'shus harabim is what's it called. Is tameh. No, and Rishus HaRabim too. It's Rechle Migma Misota. That's why you need Sota to tell me only Rishus HaYochid is it Sveiko tameh. The Imi Sota, and if you only had Sota, Havi Amina Adiika Das Nogea Umagia Tzricha. And from Sota, I would say you need both things to be Yeshul Das Lisho. The thing that's becoming tameh and the thing that is making the tumah. Right? Because by Sota, both of them are Das Lishol, the Baal and the Boel and the Isha. She's becoming Tomei, he's making her Tomei. Both of them are Das Lishol. So I might think that if only one is Das Lishol, right, like the case where the person touched something, a sheretz, right, that's not good enough. You need a person touching another person who's Tomei. Kamash Malon, know that if one of them, either the Mitame or the Nitma, is Das Lishol, it goes out of the, what, it's in the cloud. Okay, so that's why you need both things. Okay, Elolav Shmamino, Habosra Sheyigav, the Dover Shein Bo Das Lishol, who, the Bosser Have Nogea, Hilka Sveiko Tar. The Bosser is touching something that's making it Tamei, and it could be even a Sheret. So both things are Ein Bo Das Lishol. Then Sveiko Tar. The Chol Tar Yochal Bosser, the Ari Betumas Aguf, but Chol Tar Yochal Bosser is talking about a person who is becoming Tamei. He's Yeshlo Bo Das Lishol. There we say you have to be Vade Tar, and Isofik is Osir. Yesh Bo Das Lishol, Bahu Kamer Lachos Sveiko Tamei. Das Nogeo Magia. So Gemara says, why do you need both psukim? So you need Sota to tell me to differentiate between Rishus HaYoch and Rishus HaRabbi. And you need the Pasuk of the Chol Tar to tell me that even if one of them is Das Lishol, it's not in the cloud. But from Sota, I would say both of them have to be Das Lishol. The Metame V'Nitma Ki Sota, the Yesh Das, the Yesh Das L'Baboel HaMetame. By Sota, both are Das Lishol, the Metame, the Boel, and the Nitma, the Isha. Kamash Malon, the Rav Gidl, the Nafka Mikol Tar, Hasafik Lo Yochal, Kivan the Yesh Bodas, Bozesh Nitma. As long as the person who's becoming Tameh, or the opposite, the person who's making the thing Tameh, has Das Lishol, it's in the Parsha. Ava Metame Lo Bo'in and Das. You don't need Metame in the Das, in the thing that's becoming Tameh. And Lahalacha, you don't need it the other way either. Okay. Let's go a little bit further. Tomorrow we're going to have a big problem. Probably not going to learn the whole Amid tomorrow, because if you look tomorrow, both sides of the Amid are Rashi. There's a tremendous amount of Rashi. But let's learn a little bit till the end of the Amid, at least. Bo b'yom darsha b'yakiva v'chol kli cheres. Right? Rabbi Akiva darshan that there's such a thing as revi even by chulin. And the Gemara says that what's it called? Who said it? Who said the door acher? Rabbi Yochum Achai said it. The door is going to come and be matter, what's it called? Shlishi betruma. Because there's no pasuk for it. And Rabbi Akiva learned that even Shlishi Bechulin is awesome. So the Gemara says, Me'achar Dein Lo Lomot Tzadome. Einochinami. If there's no Pasuk to tell me that Truma, there's a Shlishi Betruma, why is it Tzadome? Omra of Yehuda Marav, Minat Torah Ein Lo. Midin Kalvachomer Yeshla. Einochinami. There's no Pasuk in the Torah to tell me Shlishi Betruma is Pasuk, but there's a Kalvachomer. Umat Tvul Yom, Shemutar Bechulin. A Tvul Yom is a person who was Tzadome for the day. And the halach is he goes to the mikveh during the day. As soon as he goes to the mikveh, he's tohar. If he touches chulin, it's tohar. But he's not allowed to eat truma till harif shemesh, till the sun sets, till tseis hakochavim. So he's tamei legabi truma, but he's tohar legabi chulin. So a tvul yom, who's mutter bechulin, but he still passes truma. If he touches truma, right, can't eat truma, and if he touches it, he makes it passel. Okay? Kikar Sheini Shapasal Bechulin. A Kikar Sheini, which is also for Chulin too. Right? Eino Din shows a Shlishi Betruma. Surely it should make a Shlishi to Pasal Truma. Okay, let's see Rashi. Miachar De Einlo. Mikra Minatora. Loma Hutami Betruma. Why is a Shlishi Pasal Betruma? Rabbi Yochanan De Komer. Also Dor Achar Letaro. Avalhu Hayamitame. He held it was Tame. But he said, I see there's another generation, a later generation, going to come and say it's Torah, because there's no pasuk of the Torah to tell me that. Umatvul yom, shalo heriv shimsho. Person who was Tameh, about Keri. So he's Tameh, right? If he touches chulin, it becomes Tameh. If he touches truma, it becomes Tameh. Right? Then he goes to the mikveh. Now if he touches chulin, it's not Tameh. But if he touches truma, it becomes Tameh, and he's not allowed to eat truma. Then the sun sets and the stars come out. Now he's allowed to eat truma. Now his tahara is completed. You need two things, mikveh and harav shemesh, to be completely tahar. Shemutar bechulin, kedamrinim biyavamas be'orol. Talta kroy ksivi, tovel va'ola mutar lechulin lemaiser. If he was tovel, right, he immediately is mutar to eat chulin. Even somebody who's not makbid to eat chulin betahara is allowed to eat chulin. And maiser. Maiser is mutar betvul yom. He's allowed to eat maiser. Maiser Sheni. Harif Shimsho Ochel Betruma. Right? Once the stars come out, now he's allowed to eat Truma too. Now his tar is completed. Hevi Kaparoso, if he's he's not only a Tvul Yom, but he's a Mechusar Kapara, like a Yoledes. She gives birth. So on the, what's it called, on the 7th day or the 14th day after an Akeva, she goes to the Mikveh, and she's Tahar. Then, that's during the day. At night, she becomes Tahar Latruma, but she still can't eat Kodshim till the 80th day or the 40th day from her Leda, and then she brings her Karbanos, and then she's Mutter to eat Kodshim. So those are the three Madregas. A regular, what's it called, person who's Tameh, goes to the mikveh, he's tar for Maiser and Chulin. That night, he's tar for Truma. If he still has to bring a carbon, he's not tar for Kodesh until he brings the carbon. Betuma kaparoso, what's it called, ohevi kaparoso, betuma shehibas carbon, mutter bekodeshim. Kikar sheni sheposel bechulin, dechsiv kol asher besocho yitma. Right? Chulin, utruma bekodeshim bemashma. Anything. In a klicheres, a sheretz touched a klicheres from the inside, so the klicheres now becomes a rishon letuma, the sheretz is an av, and the ochel inside is a sheni. And it says yitama, yitma, yitama, it makes something else tame. So a sheni can make a shlishi, even, but what's it called, kikar sheni, right, is osir, is a tame, bein lechulin truman kochim. Din hu shiyasa shlishi betruma. It's a kavachomer betruma. If a rishon can make a sheni bechulin, surely sheni can make a shlishi in truma. The dial lekalamim. So when you say dial lios meganadin, just like over here, it only makes a sheni. Over here, a sheni. No, you don't say dial. Dim kain botale kavachomer. You don't need the kavachomer because the pasuk that says that it becomes a sheni applies across the board. Kachim, truma, and chulin. So you don't need a kavachomer to tell me that truma becomes a sheni. Must be kavachomer that it becomes even more shlishi. And you don't say dayo when it's mifrach kavachomer, when it destroys the kavachomer. So a sheni betruma mikro mishtama kichulin. The same pasuk that tells me that something in a klicheres, right, becomes tame, which is a sheni, doesn't say truma, doesn't say kachim, doesn't say chulin. It's across the board. So I know already that chulin becomes a sheni. So and truma too. So now if I say that chulin becomes a sheni, right? So surely truma should become a shlishi, right? And you don't say dayu. The kaimalon the heichad the mifra kavachomer lo amrin and dayu.